Hijabs, hoodies, afros, locks, teddy bear liquor bottle shrines, rocks, tanks, prayer rugs, church pews, Mexican corn stands, blood, sweat, and tears, police batons, gas masks, and bullets create graffiti on corners, murals that salute freedom or death for liberty, be it Inglewood or Egypt, Bed-Stuy or Baghdad, Syria or Liberia, the West Bank or the West Side of Chicago, where food and liquor stores still occupy the block, while police and community watchmen justify why they shot Emmett Till, Malice Green, Rekia Boyd, and Trayvon Martin. Better not wear that hoodie while shopping for a carton of whatever they selling in your food desert, because your soul is dessert and will be dissected and consumed on the Fox Evening News while we sing the blues the new Jim Crow caged bird sings, because he's tired of occupying his misery and of our marching. He want to fly to a higher consciousness, but his school on academic probation, they gave him medicine, diagnosed him with a felony and mental retardation, so he refuses to cease the firing. Nobody's hiring. In Illinois, 67 is a new age when you retiring. Class lines have blurred. Those who used to have not. Pensions being snatched. Those who never had keep their hands stretched. Social services being cut. Sterilization clinics giving out pills to numb the womb. Young girls referring to their vaginas as tombs, thinking protests are temporary and trendy. We'll rock a t-shirt and carry a poster, and 2 weeks later it's back to normal. But they say times are changing. The revolution is becoming second nature. Causes are combining. People carrying torches, hope burning from their hands, attaching explosive devices because they keep stealing their lands in the name of freedom. Hijabs, hoodies, afros, locks, teddy bear liquor bottle shrines, rocks, tanks, prayer rugs, church pews, Mexican corn stands, blood, sweat, and tears, police batons, gas masks, and bullets create graffiti on corners.